Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the class.
What's up, gang? It's the fucking Friday night hang, dude. We're all rolling.
I don't like how up on your nose we are.
Yeah.
Did your head get a lot bigger?
I looked down my nose at you. I looked down my nose at you guys. Fucking California's on fire, huh?
Yeah. Are you there? What a shaky camera, Jay. Are you surviving?
I'm doing okay. Guys, send water.
Where are you at in your home right now? You have a trophy room? What is this?
My
what
am I looking room? At? That's my dance trophy for beating you in a dance battle.
I mean, this is crazy.
Guys, my panic room is my is also my trophy closet.
She goes, yes, they help me calm down when I'm panicking. I have to look at my trophies.
That's what sets me down. But yeah, how fucking wild is it out there? Wild.
Seems to not be fire. Great. I don't know. I just saw an image. I tweeted it today. It was like pictures of like the hills on fire, but then there was like a RuPaul sign in front of the fire. And then everyone's like, dude, I hope that sign catches fire.
Oh, I thought they were doing more of like a, this is the Lord burning us all down because of RuPaul.
It might be. Who knows? I mean, California at this point, like who would ever buy like a house in the fucking hills of Hollywood when there's like a 50-50 shot that you're going to die a fiery death?
Fire or
I can't speak to those odds, but I agree with your point.
Or flat out, it's just gonna fucking like fall off the fucking mountain. These are those houses when you go through the hills that are just hanging off like over a mountain with like some poles.
No.
Oh, there it is.
Light fire here at Sunset and La Cienega, close to my work.
I always love La Cienega Boulevard, because did I always say La Cienega?
Yeah. La Cienega.
Cienega.
La Cienega.
I used to love LA. I used to love going out to LA 2-3 times a year. I had a lot of friends out there, and they all just moved to Austin now. I have no reason to go to LA almost ever at this point.
Someone was just asking me when I'm going to be in LA next, and I was just like, oh, I have no plans. But like, obviously, like Rogan was out there, and then we used to do our yearly, New Year's show there for a few years at the Comedy Store, and it was always just really fun. And like, yeah, LA used to be, for those few years, LA was really fun, at least for me. And then really, it's since it's COVID, and then everyone moved during COVID, and now I'm not even sure what the thing is that would bring me back there.
Aggressive bums, Dave. You love aggressive bums.
I do love aggressive bums, but I hate docile bums.
Yeah, I don't like my bums flipping the fuck out.
Yeah, don't worry. Austin's got plenty of those, so that's covered.
No sweat. Yeah, aggressive homeless both places. That's why everybody was excited to move there.
I'm gonna really quickly, just while we're on, I'm gonna try to find a video to send to Alex of just a fucking great thing.
a great thing.
No, it's cool. I don't want to ruin it and explain the whole thing before
I got you.
We watch it. So let me try to do that. Well, Jay, your camera is wild. If you would, you have to see my perspective of just what happened.
It buddy, like I see your perspective like this all the time.
Rotating upside down. No. I keep it in one fucking thing.
What?
You guys complain. You complain,
Dave.
About
Dave.
All right, listen. Hold on. There's one of two ways I could go here. I could
or lies.
Agree. Well, I could agree with Jay that the hypocrisy is a little outrageous. But also, Jay, at the same time, if your camera's so bad that Lewis is complaining that you're making him dizzy.
I'm not complaining that you're making me dizzy. I'm saying what you did with your camera just wasn't walking around. That's not my issue. The issue was you were spinning around like you were a kaleidoscope. It was great. Like you saw from my perspective, it wasn't just walking around. I don't care if you walk around. It was it looked like it was like comically like edited, so you were spinning in circles.
Ugh, this is awful.
What happened?
No, my drink is bad.
It looked like you spun your phone like a top. you missed it, Jay. You were off. G Mike said it looked like you spun your phone like a top. Yeah.
What? I did hear.
You know Jay likes to play dreidel with his phone.
I'm a dreidel guy. Been that way. Day one, dog. Now, what is it you're trying to find?
Yeah, I'm going to try to find this video for you guys real quick. But yeah, dude, the fires are just bonkers.
And it happens every year.
I mean, it happens multiple times a year, but all over the world, I think.
I don't know, but LA really gets those fucking, they really can't seem to figure out what to do.
I wouldn't really take all over the world, anywhere that there's homosexuality, sure.
They take it so seriously, like the LA fires.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I don't at all.
I zing fucking cigarettes out the window. I don't give a shit. Right onto the driest patch of grass.
Yeah, I would smoke weed like in Bisping's backyard because he lived up in Orange County. I had a friend Whitney who lived there. Not Whitney Cummings, a different Whitney. Yeah. And she lives in the hills and shit. And fucking, I would just literally take my weed and I just flick it. And then I'd be like, oh shit. And it was over, I did this like three times. It was over a fence. And I was like, and I'm just watching it smoke. And I was like, this is like how it goes down. And I just didn't tell anybody.
I like over a fence. Yeah, when you do it in the hills, over a fence into a just canyon of trees.
Of dry trees.
And I don't even like put it out first and then send it. No. I'm like fully lit. Get out of here.
Well, it's fun to, it's really fun to flick a smoke.
I know.
Oh, it's great.
When I did a Burke Kreischer's cabin, when I was smoking, they were like, where we filmed the first part was up in like those, the hills that catch on fire. And they were like, if you're gonna smoke a cigarette, you have to stand in this. They made like a circle of rocks for me. It's like stand in, and the cigarette had to be put out in that circle.
The hills have very dry eyes.
The hills have dry eyes.
It's really fun to just flick a cigarette. Also, I really enjoy pouring cans of gasoline on the ground.
It's a great
man. When you get those, I also love
creating fire.
Were you guys fire kids?
I like to watch it dance.
No, I was not, but I always remember the kid when kids would say that was a. I used to try to find a joke about that. Necro is the only thing that people don't like shorten to sound cool. Like I'm a klepto. I'm a total pyro.
Oh, really? That's funny.
No one ever goes, I'm a total necro.
I'm a pedo.
I'm a total pedo. But whatchamacallit, just a goddamn, I'm drawing a blank on the fire one. Pyromaniac. Yeah, a lot of girls would say that in school when we were young. I was like, I'm a total pyro, and they would just light lighters and do like that with their fingers dancing to flames. I'm a total pyro.
Girls are retarded.
They're just trying to find themselves.
Stupid assholes. Just fucking trying to fit in. Girls didn't have destructive things like that unless they were actual psychos. If you found a girl that liked to kill animals, like, I not that I ever liked to kill animals or but I feel like a little boy that like would kill an animal isn't necessarily going to be a serial killer. But if you're a girl, that's fucking batshit.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Yeah. I guess boys are.
And everyone
too.
Needs to know it.
I had a friend who, this kid was, he was a psycho. Yeah. And there was like mice, or I guess a mouse in his drawer that gave birth to little baby mice. And there was like little pink, little pink baby mice. I don't know if you've ever seen like a baby gerbil or a baby mouse.
Sure. It's disgusting.
They literally look like fetuses. They look like when you watch like the journey of like your baby's life, it's like week seven. That's what a baby mouse looks like.
The big black eyes with nothing else to them. Yeah, just black dots.
And he just took a stick and he mashed them like potatoes.
That's pretty weird.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty psychotic. Oh, there they are. Aw. Now imagine they
Please
were mashed
don't
like
mash
potatoes.
Us like potatoes.
We're not potatoes. We're little mice.
Wait, why are you putting garlic and butter on me?
No, cheese, chives, sour cream. What's the story?
Oh, no, we're loaded baby mice.
I've seen this story play out before.
We're loaded. Oh, shit. Fuck. God bless you, James. I won't say his last name because it's psychotic enough that I don't want people to find him. Oh, dude, that really got me.
I talked a little bit on Bonfire about the Hulk Hogan getting booed, but now they're giving a reason for it. Did you see all that?
What did he get booed for again? I saw people tweeting about it, but
he gets booed for just simply walking out and talking. And also, it's the most uncomfortable thing ever, the way he talks and the way he moves. He's so old.
So he thought he was going to get like a pop like The Rock, right? Like The Rock came out and I was like, oh,
John Cena.
The Rock.
They did a bunch of legends. Yeah.
I watched it with James last night. And the whole James. Thing? No, we watched about half of it, but it was.
Now, what was this? What was this at?
This is at Raw. Raw's
first Netflix show. But the problem was they didn't put on a show, a great show. They just had legends come out and talk about how great Netflix is.
And they had four matches.
So shitty.
And the girl match. So we watched essentially the first match with Roman Reigns, who's a shitty wrestler. Yeah. And then we watched the second match, which was the girls.
The Liv girl could get it.
Dude, exactly. So I was watching with James. And my sister's like, you know, my sister watches wrestling still. So she's like, yeah, this whoever the goth chick is.
Rhea Ripley. Bobby, straighten this all out for me.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley. And so Jenny's like, so Rhea Ripley's like awesome. She's like badass and blah, blah, blah. And then James is like, I'm rooting for that one. He pointed at the blonde. And Jenny's like, no, but you're not supposed to like root for that one. He's like, no, but he's like, I really want her to win.
He goes, something about the way her pussy lips are almost falling out of the side of her little fucking tights is making me root for her.
I mean, I'm not even like, oh my God, she's that hot. She's not.
I actually saw pictures of her like outside of that match ever, and I was like, ah, it's fine.
No, but in that match, she looked pretty good. She's short. She's like 4'11", big, fat, juicy ass.
Yeah,
good for her.
Good for James. Good for your boy.
Yeah, well, because here's the thing: if he was into the goth chick, you'd be like, well, here we go. He might be gay. He might be a weirdo. Like, if he gravitated at this point in his life toward this big, brolic, goth looking bitch,
he's like, I like Brock Lesnar, Dad.
I mean, she's kind of hot in her own right. Like
when she was walking in, this is another thing they're doing. I mentioned this already on Bonfire, but the when they're trying to do the UFC thing and other sports things with wrestling now. So they show both those girls coming into the arena with their suitcases and shit. And the goth girl is just like fucking looks like hot, just like dressed like kind of normal. Like it's like it's there's no character to her there. And it's kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's hot. They're all fucking hot enough. Whatever, dude. All even the guys, they're all pretty hot. Let's get real. They're in shape. They're athletes.
Well, I'll tell you what really bummed me out, dude. That guy, for years, they've been saying that I look like Kevin Owens. And I'd see pictures and I go, I get what they're saying. But when he came into the ring in some fight the other night, I was like, God damn it, dude. I hope not. He's such a scrub.
Pull up Kevin Owens.
Well, it was more the other night.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know any of these people.
Jay, this guy is better looking than you.
How dare you?
He's in better shape and is better looking. You should be thanking your lucky stars.
Show him when he comes into the ring and the other
night. I saw him.
Nah, dude, you looked retarded.
You think you're better looking than this guy?
He looks like everything you're going for.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this is what you're fucking aiming for.
No.
Well, he's not, dressed up.
Obviously, that's you. That's you at a wedding. that's Jay on a formal occasion, obviously.
This guy's aiming at me. He's aiming at me.
You think he wants to look like you? No, stop.
Yeah, no, that was a joke. That part was a joke.
Oh, okay, good.
I didn't think this guy was actively trying to look like me.
Sweet dinosaur tattoo.
Hell yeah. Dinosaur bones. When he came into the match the other day, I was like, ugh, he looked like fucking like a... He had such fucking like uncle body, and it was just like, yeah. I'm not saying I don't look like him. I'm saying it sucked. That was the first time it really sucked to see that.
He looks like if you kept on hitting the gym for another year, you could get there.
I'm doing all right. Come on, bro.
Give you the ravishing Rick Rude dance.
Yeah. I'm giving you guys a little ravishing Rick Rude.
Same body type.
Shut up.
Nah, you do. You look good. You've lost it looks like a substantial amount of weight.
I don't know how much I've lost. I don't get on scales because they're scary.
Scales are scary?
They always say mean things. Well, once
get
I got
off.
Out of
that, is that old joke? One person at a time.
yeah, there's a big old meeting on the top floor.
Oh my, Gray Moose, turn your fucking camera and microphone off. I was like, who's that?
What's the meeting? I thought it was Harrington.
No, there's a big old meeting on the top floor.
How about the coach?
What if he's actually a great?
How about a fact?
Grey Moose, turn your fucking microphone off.
I can boot him if he doesn't stop.
Well, listen. Never mind. Don't boot him yet.
I muted him.
Now I want to hear him.
Well,
too late.
What do you mean? Well, you can turn it back on, Alex. There's no well.
I can ask to unmute.
No, forget it. Don't ask to unmute. Forget it. Well is right. What if it's an actual Grey Moose?
So the Hogan thing was, it's just, there's so much speculation on what it was for. I think they're just fucking like sick of this dude. He is so far from Hulk Hogan, and he is a victim of, like, you know, the times are changing. Like, he was so accessible to Hulk Hogan through his fucking TV show and then all tabloids and everything and all the shit he's been a part of. They're just fucking sick of him, I think. But they said it's because he said the N-word, but that was fucking
eight years ago. I think, honestly,
wrestling fans have a problem with that.
Yeah, wrestling fans are super woke. It's like, dude, the announcer is like a lesbian black chick. Like, yeah, no, it's
wrestling fans are woke.
I don't know if the fans are. That's what I would have thought. But because Bobby guessed that it was Trump, his support of Trump.
But I would have thought Vince McMahon would I would have thought they would love Trump, like the WWF audience. I always thought of them as like the white trash kind of audience. No,
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, that's why I would guess that they have no problem with Trump or anything like that. I think it was just like, fuck Hulk Hogan.
I think it's like wrestling is like, I think I probably do agree that it's the Trump thing that he came out and stands so hard for Trump. It's like, it's just also like, keep fucking politics out of pro wrestling. We just don't need it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a weird thing to like.
Yeah, but the Undertaker, they were always tackling the issues
of their time.
They went nuts for the Undertaker. Undertaker did a big endorsement of Trump.
Yeah, but he didn't show up at a rally. He's not like doing like the Undertaker. I've never even heard that.
No,
Undertaker,
but didn't he do
Trump?
Oh no, him and Kane, I think, did a thing together, like a heavy endorsement.
Well,
no,
Kane, dude, that was a Hell in the Cell match, Jay. You're confused.
Oh, that was brother goes back to Hell match.
There's nothing to do with Trump, dude. They were fighting on Earth.
Okay, that may have been a back to Hell match I'm thinking of.
Yes, I do think he beat Hillary Clinton in a buried alive I might be getting this wrong.
Yeah, do you know
Glenn
Kane?
Jacobs is mayor. You
know? Yeah.
No, I don't know him personally. I don't think we've ever met, but he's like he's a libertarian, and he's like mayor of some place in Tennessee or something like that.
Build your own roads. Taxation is death.
We're done. Go ahead, Dave.
I wasn't waiting on anything. I was just waiting for more of you guys.
Did you find the double endorsement they did?
This I'm unaware of.
Yeah, I mean, an endorsement's a little different than sort of making it like your identity to a certain degree, which is like Hogan was at a bunch of different Trump things
at the two biggies, right? And like, they also said that they're mad. They think they're mad because he's using the character for it. He's not coming out like, I'm Terry Bollea. You might know me as Hulk Hogan. They're going, he's like, come on, brother. You got to,
say your prayers, take your vitamins, and vote Trump.
It's because people are mad because it feels like you're tricking idiots also. And the thing goes, well, the Hulkster said it's okay. No, this is what I was talking. The thing I was talking.
No, he's talking about. He's talking about the Undertaker.
Undertaker and Undertaker and Kane.
That's probably Alex because she's a girl. She doesn't get it.
Choice is yours. You can go with President Trump, Kane, and the Undertaker, or you can take Kamala Harris, Dave Bautista.
That dumb.
They're turning it to the wrestlers.
The nation depends.
The Undertaker thought Kamala was Coco Beware the whole time.
She does always dance like that and have a parrot on her shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I just wish we went to a time when our pro wrestlers could just stay pro wrestlers. They don't need to.
I don't understand why they're getting involved in anything else.
They're
family,
fucking big galoots.
Yeah, they're in the family murder now, politics.
It is one of the worst. It's one of the worst, like, trends over the last, like, decade that just everything has to become fucking political. Or just everything's got to be political. That it's just like fucking. There's no like you're not allowed to have an escape from that shit.
Well, and it's also the right sort of like they were like they're like, dude, the left. We're done with the celebrity endorsements and blah 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 blah. And then that's all this was this whole time. But it wasn't like it just wasn't as credible celebrities. They were like just kind of cooler, like the Undertaker and Kid Rock.
Oh, dude, speaking of wacky like TV stuff, too, Lewis, you will love. I think I didn't love it,
don't
but I think
what I'll love.
Elements of it. Yeah, I think you'll really love the production side of it, of the Jerry Springer documentary.
OK,
it's on.
Oh, was it good? Netflix.
It's just and just to give you a taste of like what it's just such an interesting thing. Like even people that worked on there. Do you remember the guy who would always be Jerry Springer with the cigar in his mouth? He seemed like the big dog over there when you'd watch the show. They would always have him in the corner behind. He'd be like behind a podium.
Like Regis and Kathy Lee's Gelman?
Sort of, but yeah, he was always off to the side, and he had a cigar, and Jerry would go to him once in a while, and he just kind of like, you know, like hand signals. He was like the big boss over there.
I don't remember it that
and
well.
He was the one that just, and they just talk about like the first thing that kind of put him over the edge was when they were like, what was it, are we going to have the KKK come out and the Jewish Defamation League, and it turned into an immediate fucking fight with chairs and stools flying everywhere. And it just shows like so many other of the producers and former workers there going like, it was appalling. Like that was the day I knew this show was in the toilet. We're such pieces of garbage. And then just cuts to that guy going like, it was brilliant. The best idea for television ever. But that guy's been quoted before as saying, he's like, if he goes, how far is too far for television? He was like, nothing. If I could execute a person on live television and I get away with it, I would do that.
Yeah. By the way, Alex, remember before I told you we're going to send you a video? This is a delightful one.
But it's such an interesting thing. Like, you know, going for it for the sake of getting publicity feels like so calculated and gay. And it's just so funny that, like, though, you can do that.
You what can do you mean?
Just like, I don't know, even like the Milo Yiannopoulos thing with us. We could have made that bigger.
Oh, yeah, we could have, looked for the talking points that would have gone viral. We could have had a girl come in and debate him or some lefty come in and debate. But we were just trying to, like, we're just not gay like that.
Right.
We would have to do gay things with each other's buttholes. That's less gay than trying to fucking create a moment.
Forced controversy.
Yeah.
Is what I think is pretty fucking queer about it. But it's also, like, God damn if it doesn't work. Because those things aren't, like, well, we didn't know they were all going to fight. I mean, all those Jerry Springer things they said in the back, they were like, hey, you're letting us down. The producer said this. They were like, we were told to say, you're letting, hey, we got you a limo and a car and that, you know, we're not going to be able to pay for your flight home if you don't go back out there, even though you've just been humiliated and beat up by somebody.
Jesus.
So weird. So weird. Scuzzy.
Yeah. I mean, I used to watch those shows like Jerry Springer and it's so funny. They would bait new episodes. So they'd be like, is there a woman in your life that's trying to ruin your life because she's having sex with one of your family members? Well, call Jerry now. And I would always try to fit my narrative into that. I was like, God, I got to get on Jerry. That's like the trash that like I grew up with, where that was like actually like a goal at one point.
I was making it. Shows.
Yeah.
Well, once I think
you made it if you were on Jerry Springer.
Do you think it was time though, Lewis, after like the thing? Because like once it was, people were saying that it was like fake, which it ended up being fake several times, but like that was like unbeknownst to the show. Like they describe all that. Like they actually have fucked with people, got fired over that because they would get through with a fake story. But they would get in trouble for that shit. But it's the you're saying about like the baiting thing, like it really was like they would treat them like fucking gold until it was time to think. But I didn't know there was like murders involved on that show.
So it's not even so much like there was no part of me that was like, I'm 10, right? I'm 10 and I'm living in trash, right? I'm living in like a, you know, fucked up situation. So you would watch these things and it was really just genuinely a way to get on TV. Whatever it was, being a kid, getting on television
meant everything in the world.
It was just a big deal. When I went to WrestleMania 11, like we were just trying to get on TV.
Buddy, grown adults with jobs stand behind news people and scream to their moms. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when we first, you know, and this is, I don't know, I'm 21 or something or 22, but when we first got in like the comedy scene, I remember like if anyone had a TV credit, that to me was just like, you're in this category of like fucking people who made it. You fucking that's insane. You were on TV.
When I did Comic View, I was like, well, here it is, dude. The beginning of the beginning. Let's go.
And then, like, I get the internet just changed things. It's just not as big of a deal. Even, dude, forget that. Just like you'd go to Sam Goody, and they'd have all the video cameras set up. And you'd stand in front of the camera, like, I'm on TV. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, people's reactions when they're on the Titantron at a game.
Yeah. That's fun, dude.
I can't believe this.
Dude, if I got on the Titantron, I would fucking lose my shit. It would be so fun.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Kiss me cam. I'll start making out with you on the kiss me cam, dude. We need to try to get on the kiss me cam at a fucking
kiss cams. Event. Nah. And then everyone has to cheer for us because we're so brave.
Yeah, there was one guy. There's a pretty funny one where they get on the kiss cam and the guy grabs his girlfriend's head. They had it planned, I guess. Like, if we ever get this, we have to do this. And he grabs his girlfriend's head and she starts pretending to give him head. And then it cuts away from them real quick. Oh, shit.
That's fucking great.
Pull this video, Alex. I know you have it now, which, by the way, I try to talk about this on Real Ass Spot or Lewis and Zach. And Shannon is in a booth with everything at her fingertips and she couldn't find this video. All it took me was Googling for 1 second and I found it. So these two guys,
Austin for sure.
Yes, Austin 6th Street. There's two guys fighting, or they're about to fight. Oh, this is shit. Is there a longer version? How long is this video, Alex?
If it's street fights, it's Austin. If it's fucking just like arrests and body cam, true crime, Florida.
This one's pretty short. You want me to? Is there a
long? See if you can find the longer version of this, because what happens is these two guys square up for, I mean, I want to say like a full minute, and the white guy's like, I guess, dating the chick. And she won't let him fight. And he's like, get out of my way. He keeps on being like, move. And this black guy is just, they're two guys with their shirts off. And they are about to fucking beat the shit out of each other. And it's such a fucking great reaction by the cops. So see if you can find it. We can come back to it. We can talk about whatever else. But when's the first time you were on TV for anything, Jay? Not just comedy. Like, was there ever a news thing? Was there ever a local?
I'm trying to think if there was anything in my school ever, like school stuff. No, I don't think, no, man, because I'm telling you, it was Seth Green went to my school, so that was crazy. That everyone was like, yeah, this guy's in actual movies. So just seeing him, you're like, the guy looked like he was floating through the hallway.
He's your age?
No, he's a little older.
But you were in school with him at the same time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he's my friend John. My friend John was in the same grade as him.
And I'm pretty sure he fucks children, right? That was like one of the rumors?
I hope. We were never friends. I can only hope he ended up fucking children. But
all that 90s fame, if you're not fucking kids, are you even famous?
And there was a girl, Summer Miller, in our school who was in a fucking, she got in a straight to VHS movie. I forget what it was called, but it was starring Ray Parker Jr. In fact, if you find Ray Parker Jr.'s films, I'm sure there's not a lot. But Ray Parker Jr., she was in this movie, and I remember that being like, that was it. She just got this one little thing. I don't know if who she played in it necessarily, even if it's a big part. I just noticed she was in this movie that you could see the box for at West Coast Video, and that made her, like, people were like, holy shit. Then when I moved to South Jersey, there was a kid across the street, Dominic, who drove a Mitsubishi Eclipse at 17 right away because he had done a couple commercials, and we'd see him, like, in a Fruit Loops commercial where his nose turned into the toucan, And he was in a deleted scene that was never shown in Sixth Sense. And it was like, again, in my mind, I was like, fucking somebody on 90210 might have lived across the street. Might as well. Like, it was just like, yo, this kid's been on them. And I said, it's so funny when you see, it's very interesting and cool what you see, what like movie and TV magic is. But I mean, even when we were, how many years ago we were on Z-Rock, you see the not, you see through all the sexy of like filming and being part of stuff. You know what I mean? It's just like, all right, everyone, we're blowing smoking. Everyone act like you're excited now. It's just like not that exciting to do.
When I was a kid, it was.
It like, turns out it's just a bunch of grown-ups playing make-believe.
It's just really the most, really the most impressive thing of all of it is the person who designed the camera, who figured out how to make this look so different on a screen than it looks that's happening.
We had like a news show for North Rockland High School that went to public access, which now public access, I think it was like $100 you pay and you could just take a slot. I don't know how more people didn't just do it. Like, I think, you know what it was difficult to, like, the equipment was the hard part, like actually filming something that, like, so it's like, now I wonder what we should literally just take Legion of Skanks and put it on public access nationwide in syndication. It wouldn't be that much money. It'd be hilarious.
There's comics who have done, if you go on public access where I live now, there's always been Ray DeJean is a black circuit promoter, and he would just do this show somewhere in Jersey at a diner, basically. And the booth, they would take a table out of a U-shaped booth and put like a piece of wood there. That's the stage. And people in this diner would be sitting around. And that was like a TV show on there. There's actually a decent amount if you just put on public access at times. Like, people put on comedy shows in bars where you see like the street behind them. And people,
you know who was doing
around
that a lot back in the day? Black Israelites. I mean, maybe, sure, it was in the winter. They didn't want to be in Union Square or whatever it was. They were like, "We'll just get a public access channel." And then they
on TV.
Reach.
Yeah, it looks like Africa Bambaataa in a fucking weird room.
Do they still have public? I don't have cable anymore.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I haven't done it in a while now. But when I first moved to this apartment, we got Verizon Fios. So what I had DirecTV always. So this is the first time I've had like local TV actually. And the so fun sometimes when there's just nothing to do, you just go flip through those 8 channels, dude. It's pretty wild. You never really see nudity or anything like that. Robin Bird was the big
Robin
thing.
Robin Bird was the
show.
Famous one. Was when we were kids, they would just have like this like old porn lady would do her weird porn show on public access.
She was in Deep Throat or Debbie Does Dallas, one of those two. Robin Bird. She was in a big one. And then yeah, she just had people like male and female strippers would go out and like get naked.
They would actually get naked on it.
Yeah. But I don't know. I've never seen nudity on it like since knowing what that was when I first moved to New York.
That's crazy that you could just get naked on public access.
I think it was like at night, but when I was a kid,
it was late night.
And it was like channel 35, I think. And there was, you would find that Robin Bird and there'd just be like, it was like stripper. And then half the time it would just be a dude like pulling out his big dong and you're like, all right. Well,
I guess I have to.
It is nudity.
Jerk off to this.
It is nudity. So,
well, here we are, right?
I guess I see a dude's butt. That's that. Alex, did you find the longer version of that video yet or no?
No, G Mike and I are both looking and we cannot.
Also, find Robin Bird show because it was so janky, but it was so important to everybody.
All right.
It
so, whatever, you can play the video and I'll give you the context before the cop walks up. So, these guys are trying to fight for like a full minute, right? And the girl won't get out of the way.
Squaring up, talking shit, and the girl's in between them.
Yeah, girl's in between them. There's a black guy and a white guy. And then here, you can just play it. The cop walks up and does this, which is just, and by the way, these guys are equally responsible. They're just two dudes who want to fight, they want to square off. They're ready to go. It's not like one guy attacking the other. They're ready to go. Now this cop walks up. And he just pepper sprays the black guy. He just start talking to the white guy. Oh, the ones that I saw?
No. No.
For no reason.
They didn't even fight.
Yo.
Mellow out, brother.
You didn't have to do that.
His hands were by his side. Everything.
Dude, it was. Guys, if I tell you, like, the white guy for like a full minute's going, like, no, let me fight him. Come on. Like, he's drunk. And it's almost to the point where, like, if I was the cops, I don't know what the laws are in Texas. I know that there's, like, whatever the laws are called, like, combat or whatever. What do they call that?
Yeah, like mutual combat, I think.
Yeah, mutual combat laws, right? I don't know. Texas probably is that place.
It is.
Probably.
These guys just wanted to fight each other to the point where if I was a cop, I would have removed the girl. I'm like, all right, let them fight. They're both down. Nobody's attacking the other one. It's just two dudes that are ready to fucking rock. And these cops just unapologetically just walk up to the black guy and go, shh. And then they go, all right, sir, what happened here?
But Lewis, do you think, I understand. I get what you're saying. Like, move the girl and be like, these guys both want to fight. But I mean, you do have to take some gauge if one guy seems like stone sober and ready to, and the other guy's like fucking goofed up. Like, you're setting that. I mean, that guy's going to get his fucking shit kicked.
The only video I've ever, I think we may have played this on the show years ago, but you remember there was that guy who used to like dress up like a superhero and be like a vigilante kind of.
Batman.
I'll have his name. I'll have his name. Fuck. Conan, it's going to come to me. I got it.
Kick-Ass.
No, it's not Kick-Ass. Batman? No, not Batman.
No, it's not any of the ones you've seen cartoon movies about.
There was some yellow in his costume, right? Or something?
Purple and yellow. It was black, and his brother was a fighter in like Strikeforce.
Yeah, he has some real MMA training.
The vigilante or something? Was it like the vigilante or something?
Yeah, I don't remember.
G-Mike knows it. Don't say it yet, G-Mike.
I don't remember at all.
He was in MMA too. Yeah, he ended up getting like a strike force fight.
There's this one video where he basically, this dude wants to fight him, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna fight this guy." And there's a cop there, and he actually, I've never seen this before. I always assume these laws are on the books, but no cop is actually gonna let you have a one-on-one fight. But he like knew the statute, and he was like, "No, no, no. This guy's saying he wants to fight, and I'm allowed to fight him." And he knew the rule. The rules were like, once he drops, you can't hit him again or something like that. But he was, and they end up just fighting. And it's just a dude who knows MMA versus a dude who does not. And that it goes exactly how you think the fight would go.
Yeah, that was his vigilante
shit. Who would pick fights with like drunk people. Yeah, he'd like, oh, he's a fucking dork who would dress up as a superhero. Was it something Phoenix, G Mike?
Phoenix Jones.
Yeah, Phoenix
there
Jones.
There you go. And he just, for, the funniest thing about the fight is just that it's, that he just fucks him up with leg kicks. And it's so funny just watching someone who knows MMA fight someone who doesn't, and the first time a leg kick is thrown, how much you could just see all over the other guy's face, just how you're like, you're just totally fucked. You're like, you didn't even know that was an option in a fight. You never even thought, like, maybe I could kick at this guy's leg. You don't know how to block them, and you feel
what happens
one.
In, like, hood fights a lot when it's, like, a jiu-jitsu guy who, like, will fight, like, a black guy. And then he'll get taken down. He's like, yo, let me up, man. That ain't fair. Like, no, it's a fight, you fucking idiot.
You don't have to.
We shook hands standing.
You think you like the way Jay plays the UFC video game?
Gentleman's agreement.
Shit. It's wild that those cops just sprayed the black guy in the face, like, so unapologetically. You think they'd just be like, all right, we got to hit the white guy too, because we don't want to seem like we're racist. There's people videotaping out here.
They're like, this is Texas. We want to seem like we're racist. That's
it looks like the
goal.
It was the cop, because the white guy goes, oh my God, are you okay?
Because hey, I'm sorry.
We got here.
I assume that guy broke into your house. We're in the middle of the street. You go, yeah, but still.
God, I can't believe I got here in time.
I went shooting with Metzger, which is kind of just a scary experience. Yeah. When we were in Austin last time. So he's got a gun, and him and Jen, and they're just not Texans. You know what I'm saying? Like, I in a weird way, like, I'm like, all right, if you were born into that culture where, like, guns were sort of around when you were a kid and you learned gun safety, and, like, it's just sort of like, I understand why. Like, I know I'm a pussy and I get scared when I shoot a gun. I'm like, oh, it's kind of, but, like, all these people are just, like, now moving to Texas and now they're gun guys. It's like, Metzger shouldn't be a fucking gun guy at all.
I think Metzger, I flat out would argue Metzger shouldn't own a gun. Yeah. There is no kind of check going on down there.
No, dude, not only that, you can have.
He goes, hey, when he came in to buy the gun, did you guys, let's forget even getting an ID. Look at his eyes.
Don't you? There's no licensing. There's not. They just hand you the gun. You're also to have. You're allowed to have up to 10 unregistered guns that you could make on a like a 3D printer.
Nice.
Which is, so the amount of guns, like, nobody even knows how many guns are in Texas. It's absolutely wild. And so you bring this up to people, and you're like, well, that's kind of weird, right? But gun people are like, no, man. The more guns, the better. It reminds me of how, like, the left are with, like, trans rights and, like, kids. Like, you can't mention, like, yeah, maybe kids shouldn't be taking puberty blockers, and you're like a Nazi automatically. But those are, like, the two far examples on either side where they're,
yeah,
like,
but I don't know, Lewis, if the left is transing kids, who's gonna kill those trans kids? We need guns. We need,
I need
more
one
guns.
Gun per trans child.
At least one per trans child.
No, I know. And Kurt's gun is like a fucking Terminator looking fucking thing.
It's like
a 9mm, but it looks crazy.
Yeah, it looks like it's like a rifle, but it's a 9mm. So they're like pussy bullets that come out of it. Yeah. But I had fun last time I went shooting. I had a really fun time
with Kurt.
We went with a little crew.
The waiting game is he's going to just turn on somebody in the place.
Well, Fega came too, and Fega was staying with his buddy. And my assumption is you have to rent the gun and you have to show your ID. And no, Fake, you could just borrow his friend's guns. Like, it was like, he was like, yeah, you could. And legally, he was like, he had, like, on a chest thing, he had his guns, like, and it's like no concealed carry permit, no nothing. He's just a dude visiting Texas with no, like, it's genuinely the Wild West down there. And I guess there's probably less shootings in those situations, because I think the great equalizer is
less trans kids. Less everything.
It's a better place.
It's just better.
I love a chest gun.
A chest gun? I'm thinking of getting a gun. When you move to Jersey, you're going to get one, Jay?
Immediately, almost.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, Jay. We could go to, there's a range. There's a range out here by us. We could go shooting if you want to, Jay.
Do you have them already, Dave?
Yeah, I don't like talking about this stuff publicly, but come break into my house and find out.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah. No,
I want to get two. I want to get two handguns, one shotgun. So if anyone comes in, they get to hear that sick click.
Yeah. You know, people swear. I mean, I'm not like, you know, I didn't like grow up in gun culture, and I'm not like fucking anywhere close to like a fucking expert or anything like that. But people, a lot of people swear a shotgun is the best like fucking self-defense weapon. Yeah. But like, I just don't. I prefer a handgun for that type of situation, or like a fucking, you know, like an AR-15 or some shit like that, like a real easy to use rifle. But dude, a shotgun, I could just imagine if you ever do have to shoot that thing in your house, the fucking noise is gonna be insane.
With the shotgun?
Yeah.
You're also gonna have brains everywhere. I have to move now.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a messy fucking cleanup.
You're never getting the brains out. Like, dude,
no, well, don't
you ever have you ever come on your own floor and then you look at the wood grating and you're like, fuck, dude, that cum's gonna be there forever.
Forever now. No, it's part of the house.
No, that has never happened to me. But
me either, Dave.
I've also never tried to get brains out of my fucking floor.
I would tell you this. I would say someone comes in and I am shooting with the shotgun particularly. I think with the handgun, I'd aim body because it's biggest target. Shotgun, I think I'm going legs. I want to see if you could blow someone's leg off.
Jay, I've gone shooting with you. Mm-hmm. You were shooting at a paper target. After 10 minutes, I was like, where'd Jay go? And I walked outside and you were smoking a cigarette and shaking while you were sitting on the floor.
All right, this is a bit of an over exaggeration, but I did
I think that's an exact description. Not shaking like a wounded puppy, but you were visibly shaken.
Oh no, I gave you the rest of my bullets, and I was like, yeah, dude, I'm like over it. I don't know.
Jay would just hand his bullets to the robber, like, I can't do this.
No, I gave him to Lewis. I go, here, dude, finish these bullets. Like, I'm gonna go smoke outside there. It's just like, it's weird. I don't know. I found it was very uncomfortable, like the loud and stuff. It wasn't a shaky situation. I was just not enjoying it.
Yeah, no, it's nerve-wracking. It's not like fun the way that
yeah, I got outside, I'm just like, it's loud and fucking whatever, and the guy's shells kept coming over and burning my arm.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good shot at this point. The same reason I can juggle and do sleight of hand magic is why I'm a good shot. Like, just whatever it is,
it's fine motor skills. It's all kind of the similar thing.
Yeah, I thought it was being gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same reason why you could really get that cock in your mouth.
You do like that?
Really
you
good.
Sideways?
Yeah, but
do you get in trouble to range if you try to shoot sideways?
I don't think so. Not in Texas. I think you can do whatever you want. They're so open and free down there. And it's only happened a few times.
It's still too much government for me.
It's only happened a few times where like people like just start shooting people up in a range and then like kill themselves.
Well, I remember when I asked that when I went outside, I was like, what do you do if like the guy like next to you just turns on you and starts shooting? He goes, well, that's why everybody who works here is armed and trained to handle that. It's like after he shoots me.
Yeah.
Like he's got to do the thing.
They are praying for the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, are you kidding me? It's like that. We call that an old fashioned roadhouse shootout.
Oh, sir, I have no emotional attachment to you. I would love to avenge your death, however.
Dude, it's fucking wild.
While I will not mourn you, I will avenge you.
You don't know who's got a gun. It's like, it's a weird thing. When I go to areas where, like, and now I travel so much that I forget. Like, I'll just be like, I'm going to Ohio tomorrow. I don't know the gun laws in Columbus, Ohio, but like,
you're bringing it anyway.
Dude, I would talk shit. Like, if I was just in the street with somebody and they walk by me, I'd talk shit to them. Like, the worst thing they could do is get a sword out of their office. And all of a sudden, they got a gun.
Fuck shit, get shot, dude. Ice-T warned you. He told you.
But, like, that's it. I think there's, like, a thing where you go, like, and also, like, I think people that are, like, around guns, they're not so quick to pull it out because that's escalating to a whole other level. I think if I had a gun on me, this is why I never wanted to get a gun. If I had a gun on me during the sword thing with the car dealership, I just kind of know myself. I'm like, well, now we've escalated to gunplay.
Gun v. sword. Yeah, I assume when I get guns, my assumption will be that they will never see the light of day besides going to a gun range for, like, the fun of it. I mean, the idea is I would never, like, you know, I'm not going to be like, I'm bored. I'm going to go twirl my gun.
I mean, look, there's gonna be times where you're at home and you're fucking like looking at it and holding it and be like, yeah.
Right. Oh, when you first get it, I bet for sure.
Oh yeah, there's no way you're not going to.
First of all,
I can end it all right now.
No, first thing I do is I have to get over the enjoyment of going clank it, taking the thing, putting the gun in, and then the. That's gonna make me so happy for so long.
What, the just loading it
and... the slide, when the slide goes back up,
when you cock it.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't know what the buttons are of a gun enough to know, but like. When you put the, you know, you have it pulled back and then you put the magazine in and then you click it and it comes back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The buttons.
The buttons.
I don't know all the doodads. I don't know all the doodads.
You just want to go up, down, up, down, A, B, A, B.
Okay. Do I use the direction pad?
Chris brought guns that didn't have safeties on them. I was like, that's crazy. They shouldn't make those.
I didn't know. Agree that they
should. No, see, I kind of like those. I like a revolver with no safety on it.
You like that? First of all, a revolver is crazy hard to shoot.
Yeah, why does anybody have a revolver?
Dave, do you have a revolver?
Yeah.
You have a revolver.
Yeah, fucking Wyatt Earp.
Dave, do you know how hard it is to hit? Dude, it is so hard to hit things with a revolver.
I mean, it's not the... I mean, I've shot them.
Keep on your ankle?
It's not like a good gun for like fucking target practice from far distances or like fucking hit, but it's a light gun that you don't have to do anything with. Like if for my wife as like a self-defense weapon of the last,
gonna kill
I
her?
Think it's a good
You're
one.
You're gonna kill her with a revolver, close
yeah,
range.
If she fucking, if,
you want to see
a problem
the fear
should
her
arise.
You want to see the life leave her eyes. You want to be up close for that.
I tried to shoot a revolver last time I went. Because Chris brought a revolver, just a five-shot revolver, and I what's it called? I put the target, what I would say, 15 feet from me, not far, like not like literally maybe three body lengths of me lying down, and I was like, watch this, I'm gonna shoot his dick, and I went ka 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 ka, and every shot missed. It was crazy. I was so close that I was like, how did I not hit the paper at all?
I'm gonna get that old. The old Boy Scouts 22 rifle. You know what I mean? That barely does anything, but I'm going to learn how to just hit arteries. Yeah. That didn't even hurt. And I'll go, give it a sec.
I'm going to get a 9mm Glock. That's what I'm going to get. I looked into it recently. It's just annoying the process. Even in Jersey, you have to like go to the police station, fill out all the paperwork, wait for it to come back. It's just a couple steps that like my ADHD kicks in. I'm like, ugh. It's just not going to happen anytime soon. I'm going to more likely get robbed in my house robbed before I actually get a gun.
Well, let me know when you plan on getting it so I could time it right.
Oh, you want to have a gunfight? Trying to gunfight me, dude?
No, just before you get a gun, I'll send people to
rob
you.
Is this
like, guys,
ultimate,
don't even worry.
Ultimate gun in the butt challenge? Gunfight, loser gets a gun in their dead body?
Whoever can break into the other person's house first and hold a gun to their head where they couldn't survive the situation, dude, has to accept the gun in the
That
body.
Is a great bit. We prank each other and break into each other's houses and see who has the balls to actually murder an intruder.
But,
like,
but you got to get to a point where you can go loudly, bang, bang, and both people would be dead. You have to be able to say it. You
if
have
somebody
to get.
Broke into my house, though, like, look, I'd like to. If my son was home, I think I'm just emptying the fucking clip.
But you having an empty gunfight and keep saying bang, bang while we're trying to John Wick flip all over a house is a funny visual.
We could just do it with paintball guns.
No. You guys are completely missing the point. You have to actually murder the other one and their
Live
entire
rounds.
Family. Live rounds. This isn't an exercise. This is who is the ultimate male. Who can murder the other one's entire family?
Do you know what I hate? I hate watching videos of my comedian friends going to Terran Tactical. It's just so handjobby.
Oh, is that where like the John Wick training?
Yeah. Just a bunch of douches. It's, by the way, once again, if it's part of your culture, I don't have an issue with it. But it's like when fucking some New York comic moves down there and they're like, now we're gun guys. Like, just shut up. Like, the only reason I want to get a gun is because I do have a few crazy fans that I was like, that guy could show up one day. And I'm like, if that happens, I want to be prepared. But, like, there's no part of me that, like, wants to look like a badass and look cool.
Except when you except when you put it in the back of your pants and pull your shirt over it. That would look so cool if you did that, dude.
Like a badass, dude.
You know what looks so cool, dude? If every time you put it away, you just put it back in your back and then pull the shirt over.
Dude, to this day, I mean, just I grab my son's Nerf guns. We have Nerf guns. Do you know how fun it is to have a projectile shoot from your fucking hand and blast somebody in the chest or the head? Rules.
You feel like Raiden, just giving electrical powers.
Dude, it's so fun.
Yeah.
We should go paintballing one day. That's what we should do. Scratch that itch.
Maybe. I've never been drawn to give a shit about doing paintball for some reason.
Have you ever done it?
No. That's what I'm saying. I've never like...
I've never done paintball either.
It's really fun. We used to play... So I grew up in, you know, somewhat of a rural area. Like Rockland County went from being like kind of ghetto where I grew up, like kind of shitty, like, you know, 2-3 family apartments, like houses with apartments in them. To like, if you go to North Rockland area, like Tompkins Cove, Stony Point, there's like a lot of like heavily wooded areas. And then that's like sort of where it starts off going into upstate New York. You know what I'm saying? Like where I grew up was like very much like Jersey suburban and went from like shitty to like kind of nice suburban. But you go to North Rockland area, Orange County, Dutchess County, that's where it's like there's fucking cows up there and there's fucking like fields and shit. And there's like crazy wooded areas. And I just had friends who were just fucking hicks. They were just fucking hillbillies. My buddy Forrest, you know Forrest, sure. Dave. Yeah, he fucking like he had a bunch of like just paintball guns and everyone would go to behind his house and he had just acres and acres of woods and we would play paintball. We'd just get a mask and we'd all have guns and we just fucking play different games. They played Protect the President, which was a fun one. You'd have to
I just had a weird smell memory based off of your story. Just like being kids going to the woods and just like it beginning to get sort of cold. And playing whatever fucking game you were playing.
Yeah.
I never smelled that in so long.
Wow. We'd play a game that was called Protect the President. And like one person would be a president and they don't get a gun. And that was usually me because I didn't own a gun. I had to borrow my white friend's guns.
Oh.
And then.
Well, you are the first Puerto Rican president, though. Pretty exciting.
I'm the president of Puerto Rico.
Oh.
As a mayor. So then they would you'd walk down like this long, like it was almost like a road. And then like the snipers would be like in the trees. And then there'd be Secret Service around. There'd be like four guys like surrounding you. And you're sitting there like, holy, like the way the game starts is somebody takes a shot at the president. And then, you know, that's when the game starts. So the first one could hit you square in the side of the head. And this is all exposed.
You're just already dead to the game.
Yeah, dude. But it was really, really fun. Much more fun than my assumption of going to like a paintball like place where they're going to have specific rules and there's a certain standard of equipment and everyone's got the same gun. Like this was like, it was pretty fucking fun. We would do it a lot.
Yeah. It sounds like it'd be fun.
We should go one day.
I don't know if 47, I want to do a barrel roll into a fucking bunker.
Well, dude, come on. What would Kevin Owens do?
I don't know. Tape his fist up. Make a homemade t-shirt. Stunner. Is that his move?
Yeah, his move's a stunner.
I don't know his moves. I just know his body and face.
Because I see it every day. Every day you look in the mirror. Kevin Owens.
I see it every day.
That's the wrestler you look most like. I look most like The Rock. Who's the wrestler that Dave looks most like?
I also
look a little bit like Papa Shango, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, you do got a little Papa Shango thing. I'm young 1-2-3 kid, or maybe old 1-2-3 kid. I don't know.
X-Pac, he was there the other night too.
I know, and then they put the camera on him, but they didn't have the package ready for it yet. So then they moved it away from him, and then they came back to him. And I guess the commentator
And then he had to do it again.
Yeah, he had to do it again. And the commentator didn't get it. The commentator was like, they really love X-Pac tonight. It's like, no, they didn't have the package ready, obviously.
Well, it was weird. They did fucking Pat McAfee was one of the announcers, which is so weird. Unless he's been doing that for a while.
So what are they just doing Raw on Netflix now? That's the new home of the WWE.
But that means it's worldwide now.
Yeah, everyone's got Netflix. And it's
Lewis, your sister Jenny just never stopped watching. She watched the whole way through.
Watched the whole way through.
Wow.
Really?
Like a real fat loser.
It really is hilarious.
I guess what you were alluding to. whole time she kept watching it.
She's never took a break and just tried to be a grown up for a little bit.
I thought wrestling. I thought I was such a big pro wrestling fan because it was what it does is it takes up a large percentage of your life as a kid, right? So that's really what it is. So I really love wrestling from WrestleMania 5 to WrestleMania 12. And then I really got out of it. Like once The Rock and Stone Cold came into it, I was into the lore because everyone kind of was. And it's like, it was fun to like talk about The Rock or Stone Cold and you get t-shirts in the mall. But by the time you could buy a Stone Cold t-shirt at the mall, I was out. I wasn't like watching it every week. I didn't really give a shit.
I wasn't out, but I thought it would have been gay to fucking...
It was lame as fuck.
Wearing Austin.
But by the time I was 17, like that was, you know, about half of my life I was into wrestling. So it just feels like it was like I used to be like, oh, I was a huge fan. And now that I'm 42 and it's like 10% of my life, it just wasn't a real crazy thing.
Yeah, I remember telling you that when I watched the Vince McMahon documentary, that it was like one of the things that stood out to me was that like I thought of WrestleMania 3 was like the famous one that like broke the, you know, Hulk Hogan on Andre the Giant, like changed wrestling and saved the company and all that shit. And it's so weird is that it's like, that was only 3 years before I started watching, or maybe even a little less than that. And that felt like that was way back in the past. And then it felt like WrestleMania 6 through like 11, I guess for me was about my time, felt like an eternity where I was like so into wrestling, but you're like, oh, this was only a few years.
When the Ultimate Warrior came back, when he saved Hulk Hogan, right? When Hulk Hogan
was being beat by Sid. That's my time.
Sid Justice
and Papa
Shango.
And it was your fault. Yeah, Papa you were Shango. The guy. You interfered
who
first.
He became the pimp guy, right? He was also Kama. Mm-hmm. Right? Kama.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Kamala. Godfather,
but he was also Kama.
No, no, no.
He had
not
a bunch of names.
Not Kamala, the Godfather, no, right? Kama. But that was after I had started, after I stopped watching. But I thought that little buildup, which they did right after that with the feud with him and the Ultimate Warrior, was so cool. I remember, dude, me and all my friends, that do you remember the thing when the black tar started coming down the Ultimate Warrior's face?
Like, it's actual magic. Shango,
yeah. He's like, well, how's he going to beat this guy? This guy has actual magical superpowers.
Well,
the
funny
Warriors
is that,
finally
so,
met his match.
So the Ultimate Warrior like was gone, right? So Ultimate Warrior
for a while.
Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6 for the title, right? Yeah, it was WrestleMania 6.
And beat him like legit. Like they really passed the torch.
Oh yeah. And then he was gone and it felt like he was gone forever, but it was just like I think it was WrestleMania 8 is when he came back and he had the title for a while. So he was gone for maybe a year, but once again, it's such a large portion of your life as a
so
child.
Long.
It was like the Warrior's gone. He's in parts unknown. Who knows what he's doing? Probably smoking weed.
Doing things unknown
in parts unknown. By the way, the parts unknown, it's like being at sea. There's no real laws. You know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you want in parts unknown.
Also, when they just say it, though, it's like parts unknown. Really, it just means he just never told us. But we did find out it was Iowa. When they say parts unknown, you're like, he's like pulled out of a jungle somewhere. But it's like, no, we just didn't know where.
Oh, I imagine parts unknown was much more like the M.C. Escher painting with the melting clocks. I assume that's what I imagined parts unknown, like a desert with like some sort of like up is down is up. Like he's from the Ultimate Warrior land. That's what was going on.
Okay. To me, it's always a jungle somewhere.
A jungle.
Parts unknown to me was always I considered it uncharted territory. He came out of a place we don't even know where it is. It's unknown. But it was always definitely jungly. You were saying he's from you're in another dimension.
I'm genuinely assumed another dimension.
Phantom zone type shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Desert. I always imagined desert.
It was pretty cool. This last weekend I was in Cleveland. I stayed in that hotel. That's right. The hotel across the street is where they did Superman. So neat.
Yeah. On the last Friday Night Hang, I think. Because we did it while you were there.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's right.
That makes sense.
Well, guys, that's the end of Pigeon Skanks. We've run out of things to talk about.
Well, we came full circle. Did I tell you guys about the Superman Hotel? I did. Okay. You guys know I have a daughter, right? Covered that.
We officially ran out of things to talk about.
Do you remember the thing? The
Surgeon
story
General
was
warning still the same.
Remember the Ultimate Warrior thing? It was almost as hilarious as the Bret Hart one. It's always these stories. They always make me side with Vince McMahon, but that he tried to extort Vince McMahon for more money, like moments before SummerSlam, his
match. That's a real thing.
And he was like, I'm not going out there unless you give me an extra $40,000. And Vince McMahon goes, okay. And then he goes out and fights his fight and comes back. And Vince is like, no, like what?
You don't know what contract
hired him?
He ripped up the check,
It's just hilarious. Like, it's just like these.
Did your lawyer practice at the law firm unknown?
He goes, the law firm of warrior.
They're always trying to, like, at this point, the WWF is a multi-billion-dollar organization, and they're always trying to shake down the CEO at the last minute. Like, Brett's like, no, I'm not losing this match. And Vince is like, okay. They just go out and like how did you think this was gonna play this movie out in your head? How did you think this was gonna go?
But it was like back in the day, like everything, not even just in wrestling, but like it was just a lot of like the way business worked. We just had a better, like, it was a better time. It was like you'd literally have a handshake, and that was the beginning of the end of all of that. But there was like TV deals made on like just like handshakes and shit, which is like a nutty thing. You hear about like old school like movies and TV shows, and it's like you just be like, wow, that's my word. My word is, you know, that's the most important thing, is not being able to lie on my word.
Yeah, we don't do the contract. It's just a handshake agreement.
Yeah, that's how I did when Gas Digital started. Everything was just a handshake with everybody.
I'm still just in handshake agreements with everybody.
But you're a Jew. Jew handshakes actually mean something these days.
That does.
Oh, that's a contract.
A Jew handshake? That's legally binding.
I had my lawyer review my hand before I shook it.
And they really try in all the history of wrestling thing. You know, they own it all, WWE now. So they show stuff from all, like, you know, Monday Nitros and shit. And all that stuff. It really, I'm blown away. Michael Che was at the event. Did you see when they show him there?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He had to be let down, but I'm blown away still by how many adults we know who
literally enjoy
really enjoy it. And it says like they know these. I don't think that was far off from a regular show in the sense of time wrestling in 2 hours. I think I think the shows are almost now
all talk show
vignettes, and yeah, it's all soap opera.
I liked that stuff too as a kid, but it was like sure. It was like get to the match and get to a good match. Like now also like I just have like more respect for like guys who can like actually like work the match and do really fun things, and like so like when fucking Roman Reigns was fighting his cousin or whatever, it's just his, you know, tribal rules, which what the fuck does that even mean? It's just, you know, no disqualifications, false count anywhere or something like that. But like then a bunch of other dudes started coming in, and some of the other dudes were actually fun. They were doing like really cool moves, but Roman Reigns and the other dude just had a shit match. It just wasn't at all entertaining.
But G-Mike, you're into wrestling, right?
G-Mike, you're a loser, right? Oh, just answer, you fag.
G Mike, you're about as cool as Lewis's sister. Am I correct?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm into wrestling. Not like currently, really. I just know it. Like I know enough about it. I haven't watched on a weekly. I mean,
yeah, but the only
we
way,
record
the
Monday
only way
night,
to know
so I haven't
it,
been able to watch it.
I was gonna say the only way to know it is to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know it like in and out like that anymore. Wait, whoa.
You said we record on Monday nights, so you can't watch it. You're
well,
the
I
only person
the
who doesn't
day,
have access.
Like,
so you could watch it that same night.
Gee, Mike,
if I was home, I might watch it, but like, I'm not going to watch it
from,
the next day, you know?
From what I understand, you're still working with 1997 technology.
I can't afford a TiVo. A TiVo in this economy?
It genuinely made you appreciate fucking TV so much back then. Like, The Simpsons would come on, I think it was Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, before they had a catalog where they put it on every night. It was just once a week. And if you missed The Simpsons, you might not see that episode for a year or two. Like that's it. You've just
missed.
This
was always
Simpsons.
A Sunday night show, I think.
Was it Sunday?
Always a Sunday show, I believe.
But still, it would. Oh, but even then, so. It would be like then you have to be here at this time, or you miss it for
must
a very
watch
long time.
Yeah, in Living Color was that for me?
What night did The Simpsons originally come on?
Thursday, I want to say.
Thursdays.
She's a loser,
and you know she knows.
And you know she's right. You don't even have to double check her. You know she's right.
I'll accept. I'll accept that at face value. Old school with a handshake.
No, Jay doesn't remember. Jay said it was Sundays. It was Sundays for Tracy Ullman.
Gotcha.
God, we are really just showcasing what a loser your sister is.
Jenny, this isn't boding well for your coolness. Not everyone, no one on the call is going, oh, it's really awesome that she has all this information.
I watched the Tracy Ullman show and also didn't like it.
I hated it, except that when I love The Simpsons. Me and my sister watched it with our mom. Our mom loved Tracy Ullman show, but she was all bunked out on heroin, so she didn't really have opinions on anything.
Go home. Go home.
And then, The Simpsons would come on, the crude little drawings, and me and my sister were like, oh, this is the fucking best thing ever. And then they made it its own show. But we would, it's just The Simpsons is the one that I remember because that was just, we would never miss it. We would never miss The Simpsons. We'd like cry if our mom was trying to would want to watch something else. We're like, no, 8 o'clock hits. You have to turn on The Simpsons.
Also, for the most part, you only saw all these things for many years once.
Yeah, once.
And then you'd get like the rerun in off season, but it would be like, so twice really, but it's like,
but you'd have to get lucky.
You normally wouldn't watch reruns anyway because you were like, well, I've already seen it. So you'd see that it's a rerun, not like Martin and shit like that. Like it's like you saw them once.
Yeah. And then what happens is they all just got like the catalogs became like hefty enough that like then UPN9 bought like Martin and like then you'd have Martin every night at 7 and like 7 and 7:30 was Martin every night.
Yeah, that's
like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, King of Queens was like
There's something about that time though that I do like I feel bad. This is like a major thing in my life. I think about this all the time. But I feel bad that my kids aren't going to have some of the things that I just thought were awesome. But I swear to God, part of it is being broke. I just feel like there were certain things like, you know, we talked about this before, Lewis, but you said you were kind of struggling with a similar thing where it's like when you're broke and you grow up and you, like your parents or your parent is broke, you appreciate every toy you get so much more than my kids like appreciate stuff. Like it's just the nature of the thing. Like you just don't like, it's just not as big a deal for me to like spend money on my kids. That's just normal to them.
And whereas, it kind of like, frustrates you when you see that too. And they don't like, you guys remember that even like with Isabella when she was younger, you'd watch that. You were there. Remember the time she didn't get her presents because she wasn't thanking you guys for bringing her present. You remember that?
No, I'm not remembering that.
We did like some part. You guys both came out, and she was just like nasty to like you guys for.
At the time, me and Lewis were like, "Do you know how many dudes we had to blow to afford these presents? This is everything we have."
Well, to be fair, we're giving you. To be fair, I was molesting her.
Oh, all right. Well, then it does make sense.
She should have been nasty. She had some insight.
But the other thing that I kind of feel bad that like my kids don't have is like there was just something of like you remember like when a movie that you loved was on and it was like, oh shit, this is on now. And there'd be something exciting about that. Whereas now they're just totally spoiled with the on-demand world where it's like, yeah, we can see the movie we want to see anytime we want to see it. And there's something about that that doesn't make you appreciate it as much. There was something cool about being an 80s, 90s kid.
I was thinking about this the other day. How many movies that come out that I do not see?
When I was a kid, I saw every movie.
I just saw the movies that came out. And if you didn't see it in the theater, it was because you were like, well, this is one you wait for videotape. Yeah. But you did not see it. And I remember going like,
well, how many less movies and TV? There's an answer, right? So compared to like when we were our kids' age, like 1990, right? Or in the early 90s, there was, if I had a guess, there was like five, you know, what was it? Maybe like four or five movies that would come out in the movie theater. That was like what was out for that week. And then the next week, another one premiere. And at any given time, there's probably four or five movies to see. Like now, I mean, every fucking network, every TV, I mean, there's so much content.
And also all those movies that you're talking about, but all those movies are also available. Like everything's on Amazon. You may have to buy them. Like it may not be on your service, but it's all there. But I also, what's weird is that even in that dynamic, I never really remember a time where if we were going to the movie, they're going to the movies. I don't ever remember a time where it was like, there's not really anything I want to see. I always wanted to see one of the movies that were out right now. It was just like, whether you want to see this one more than that one or whatever, but you always wanted to see it.
But you were going
it.
To, it was just like, oh, it's a comedy. It's a this, it's a, and again, if I would wait, but I remember doing at least two Blockbuster run because I couldn't find one that had a copy of Patch Adams when it came out, the day it came out. And it's just like a movie like Patch Adams. It was a good movie, but I probably wouldn't even see that movie today. So yeah. You cast the same thing, because when it comes out, it goes, it's just like a drama that's probably going to be pretty good, but I don't know. Maybe an airplane when I'm trying to fall asleep, but like more than likely, never. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, no, I would never in a million years. Like, there's the amount of movies that I saw that.
I'm saying, but I went to two Blockbusters to find where there was one in stock to order to rent it.
Yeah, I worked at Blockbuster.
The new movie was out.
Maybe my least favorite job that I've ever had in my entire life was working at Blockbuster Video.
Free popcorn for life.
It was the whole job was putting movies in alphabetical order on the wall, and if you want to see how much I hated the ABCs. there's a whole Elemental piece section. I don't know what to do.
No, that's what was your perk though? Like, when I worked at the CD store, it was the same thing. CD store was alphabetizing and putting in full stocks of CDs, and then restocking used ones they bought back and all that kind of goofy shit.
Your only perk was being able to say CDs nuts four times a day.
No, my only perk was stealing CDs left and right.
My perk was, I think we got. It wasn't even that much. It was a few free rentals a week. That was like the perk.
Oh, no. I mean, what did you take as a perk? The thing I did wasn't okay with the store. I just did.
No. We couldn't. You couldn't steal videos. The only way you could steal videos was, and people did do it, was the videos that were no. The videos were returned in the night slot. So those videos were not scanned back in yet. So essentially you could fuck somebody that and say they didn't return their videos. And back in the day, if you remember this, if you didn't return like the Blockbuster copy, it was like $170 bucks or something.
It was insane. Dude, I racked up some fucking bills.
We racked up some fucking dude. I had that Blockbuster by your old house in Brooklyn, dude. We had so many videos that we didn't return, and it was just, I think at one point we were using Katie Barry's account.
Yeah, well, this is so I continued the practice with you later, but that same Blockbuster, right? I used to live like up the block from that, like as a teenager, and it was on my mother's account, and she would like go in to rent like little kids movies with my baby brother, and they'd just be like, well, there is the matter of the $230 that you owe or whatever, and then I'd just get in so much trouble because I was just a teenager. I'd lose it in my room, I'd forget I had fucking rented it, and then I got kicked off that account by my mother like so many times. It was rough time,
but it was such a scam. Like Blockbuster, they didn't have to charge you more.
Well, I'll tell you what, do you remember that was a big, with no materials changing, no difference in how they're doing it or packaging it, one day, and I think someone said before, I think it was the Lion King maybe was the first one where videotapes started to become like you can rent it when it comes out or you could buy it for 20-30 bucks, because at one point if you went to like those like Hollywood Video or whatever it was called, like in the malls always have like that video store with like laser discs and video tapes and all that shit. And when DVDs first started, like it was like $100 to buy any movie.
Yeah. Well, so I think what it was, the movie studios would release the ones that they would give you to rent. It was a specific tape. And that one actually did, I think, cost Blockbuster like every one of them. They had to spend like $180 on that tape. They couldn't rent you out just the commercial copy that you would buy. There was no difference in quality. It was just literally the because you were renting it.
For sure. But I'm almost saying like either way, though, I'm just saying like at one point they just changed that to where movies, when they came out, one of your options was to buy the tape.
Remember what a short period of time it was where you could fucking get Netflix movies mailed to you? I didn't have it at that time. I had it at one point, and I think it was like your account type was like, now you can have like without commercials or with commercials, but like it was like you could get the two tape at a time package or the two DVD at a time package or the up to four. But it's like that was just, you know, once again,
was it also a like bunch keep of it forever, but it was also like keep it forever or you could send it back and get new, right?
Yeah, you could send it back. I don't think there was any parameters on when you had to send it back, but I think after a little while, you had to buy it.
Oh, I thought it was just kind of like when part of the membership was you can keep it forever, but you're not getting it.
I think
one.
Jay is right about that. I think that was the thing.
Toppled over.
Good point. Gray Moose.
I'm getting there.
Gray Moose.
Like within the next hour, I know the warehouse is closing. I also probably just got. Is it possible to like slide this by it? Like, it's not like nothing I have here is like 10 cents or nothing.
I don't think
Doesn't matter, dude. Can't slide it.
Let me know when to meet him, you guys.
No, leave it. I want to know what Moose Man's saying. All right. Never mind.
Meet him. Faggot. We got to wrap this bitch up, everybody. Always a fun time with the boys over here at the Legion of Skanks Friday Night Hang. Thank you all for hanging out with us. Thank you guys for subscribing to GasDigital.com, home of your favorite podcasts. We will catch you guys next time on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
Oh, yeah.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.